Philip Semple PLTD certificate. Today's date is 12/08/2025. Dictation is 4. Angel Perez. Perez spells P-E-R-E-Z. Angel spells A-N-G-E-L. Date of birth is 07/03/2001. This is a 24-year-old gentleman here with right upper quadrant abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and decreased appetite period. Stated that he was seen at another facility and they were advising that he needs to have an ultrasound. He was given the following medication: Zitromax, metronidazole, and formatidine. He said he's still in pain and the medication helps with the nausea but not with his pain period. He says pain moves to his back sometimes and is worse with certain foods period. Next paragraph: past medical history, obesity, past surgical history, appendectomy, a social history, patient reports vaping. Next paragraph: family history, none, medication, ondansetron. Next line: metronidazole. Next line: formatidine. Next paragraph: a physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 138/75, pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph: abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. Tenderness of palpation in right upper quadrants. This is a positive Morphe sign. No rebung, no guarding, no rigidity. Yes, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph: skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph: H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph: neck, full range of motion with no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph: respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph: assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right upper quadrant pain. Number two is gallstones. Number three, nausea and vomiting. Next paragraph: ultrasound was done today. Ultrasound confirmed a 0.8 to 1 centimeter non-obstructing gallstone. Next line: patient was given consulted to general surgery. He and I had a lengthy discussion about the need for a general surgery intervention, as this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks or more. He was educated on diet, what diet to avoid. Strongly encouraged to continue Zofran, metronidazole, and formatidine. He was sent home today with Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 10 days, number 20, no refills. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.